honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I love broccoli, and my 10-year-old daughter loves broccoli. Andrea, do your kids like broccoli?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely love it.
It seems like one of those vegetables. I'm not going to say all kids, but that kids are more willing to try. It's fun. They're like trees. But did you know that they actually have something to do with detoxing? Well, Ashley Koff, the fantastic registered dietitian, is back. Hello, Ashley.
Hello. I think it's also because we don't ram it down people's face saying, like, this, eat this, it's healthy. It just more gets served. And so I think that, like, I almost don't want to do today's segment because if I tell you how great it is for you, then suddenly I'm going to have less people liking broccoli.
That's hilarious. But I think it's one of those vegetables that just, it really tastes good. And it's so simple to make. You steam it, you throw a little bit of, you know, Himalayan pink salt on top, and you're ready to go. But I mean, that's just, you know, me and in our house. But, you know, obviously, Ashley, you are an expert on broccoli, and we want to hear what you have to say and why it's so good for us.
Yeah, well, you raised 2 points there. The first is we start talking about broccoli and everybody only thinks of the florets, like the little trees, or, you know, the ones that we immediately think of are that top part. And one of the things I want to explain is that about a year and a half ago, I learned that broccoli leaves, the plant has these huge leaves, and they're amazing for you, and they also taste great. And then awesome. I've been starting to see more chefs that are also cooking with the stalks. So one of the pieces is all the pieces and parts have different, slightly different nutritionals, but also great variety of ways to use them. And then the other thing that we want to talk about today is you said lightly steamed. And that, I think, is so important because there are some really great health benefits to broccoli, but a lot of people are cooking them out. And they're cooking broccoli for too long or too high of a temperature, and then they're losing this great benefits of it.
You know, my father-in-law, to make my granddaughter, my daughter laugh, he calls the little tree part at the top the brock and then the stalk the ole.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Then how are we going to put the leaves in? We're going to have to – now we'll have to have him – if you could give him that assignment, it would be great. You
know,
to me, what's really interesting is broccoli actually, when you look at the plant now and think about it with the leaves, it actually looks like a body. And that's the way that I want us to think about it because the leaves – one of the things about the leaves that's so valuable is that they're a great source of calcium, so as much calcium as a glass of milk in a serving. So I actually make my smoothies now from broccoli leaves because then I'm not worried about where am I getting my calcium from, so it's a great swap, you know, in that way. But they kind of remind you of, like, if they're the leaves, and they're kind of like your arms and legs, you know, so I was going with that whole body theme. In the floret, one of the things with those top parts, the head, like you were just saying, the brock piece, there is actually a nutrient in there called glucoraphanin. And glucoraphanin converts into the body, this is a lot of chemistry names, to something called sulforaphane. And sulforaphane has been studied, and it is extremely potent to enable our detoxification. Now, you know, Andrea, we have two different detoxification pathways, right? So one of the key things is if we're just stirring up toxins in the body, or what we call liberating them, and we're not getting them out of our bodies, then we're running into trouble. So what we need to make sure is that both of those pathways are occurring. And we also know that there's a heck of a lot of stuff that's talked about today from a detox standpoint that does not do what our broccoli does. So I want to make that clear. Like, for example, guys, what have you heard recently, or like, what are some things that you just think people are like, oh, that detoxes? Like, does anything come to mind?
Lemons.
Yeah. Okay. So lemons actually don't detoxify the body. What's interesting about that is lemons are helpful in doing a lot of things that enable waste to be eliminated. So they're part of, but they're not actually triggering the detoxification pathway. They're sort of like an extension to that, right? So one of the things I think of are like charcoal right now is really popular, or liquid nutrition is really popular. And when people are saying I'm detoxing, if you're not getting nutrients like the glucoraphanin from broccoli, you're not actually enabling the body to do all of its work. So I actually try to get people to eat a serving of broccoli most days. That doesn't always end up being the easiest thing in the world. There are also, you really have to look for quality if you're looking in a supplement form, because not all broccoli extracts are going to give you glucoraphanin. So I think that that's a key part. There are teas. So there's a tea that has the glucoraphanin added to it. So I have people that do the iced tea and do it that way. But, you know, I think there are so many great ways to enjoy broccoli. I'm playing around with one right now where I'm doing a broccoli side for barbecues, because one of the things about barbecuing is that actually we can have more exposures to toxins, especially if you're barbecuing meat. So I like the cancer prevention side of eating a detox food. So I'm doing a broccoli and radish slaw. And I use the broccoli leaves and I use the broccoli florets. But then I add the radishes in there. And that's because, not to get way too scientific on us, but the radishes actually have the enzyme that breaks down the glucoraphanin into the sulforaphane. So if your body's digestive system isn't doing that, your radishes are going to do that with your broccoli. So eat your broccoli your radishes.
Now, Ashley, you've been talking about the leaves, but when I go to shopping, I never see the leaves. It seems like they just have the brock and the ole.
Where are these, Andrea? Do you see the leaves? So the leaves are new in the grocery store. There's a company, and I worked with them on the launch, Foxy Produce, and they're doing organic broccoli leaves, and they call it Brocco Leaf. There are other companies that are doing it. Please keep in mind, if you are eating something for detoxification benefits, it cannot be doused in, or should not be doused in herbicides and other things. So please buy organic. I buy organic broccoli leaves. By the way, my dog gets a serving of organic frozen broccoli every day. I mean, I walk him with the talk of the benefits of this detox are from broccoli are really unique. And one of the interesting things, a lot of times people say, oh, well, I eat kale. Like, for some reason, kale is associated with, like, being the uber detoxer. And actually, this glucoraphanin is not found, tiny amounts in some kale, but mostly in broccoli. So it's not, I love kale. There's a million reasons to eat it. But organic broccoli is going to give you that glucoraphanin, or broccoli in general, but I prefer organic for the glucoraphanin.
You know, Ashley, I love that you said about eating the leaves organic, because if you look at the Dirty Dozen, broccoli's not on the Dirty Dozen list, right? So I think that's an important point for people who are listening or are trying to do better and maybe don't want to spend, you know, all their money on organic produce. I think that's a good point that you brought it up about. So broccoli itself is okay if it's not organic. I mean, when we say okay, we're talking about Dirty Dozen versus the leaves should definitely be organic, because I'm guessing it's the thinner, right?
Yeah, okay. And that's also why they're grown. So actually, I found out, like, a little geeking out on farm for a second, the leaves, the reason we haven't eaten them historically is nobody really ever said, like, hey, look at these leaves, but the leaves are actually what organic farmers use to renew their land, because they're that good at detoxifying the land. So why would you use, if organic farmers are using it to clean up their land, why would you buy the other? It's also, you know, like a good for you, good for the planet piece, but I agree with you. And then to the point of cost, let's go back to our favorite conversation. So I did mention organic frozen broccoli. To me, you know, from a cost standpoint, if you are having trouble finding something in the what we call ready to eat section, go over and look at what's available from an organic frozen section, because first of all, organic frozen is super easy for smoothies, for, you know, making it, I defrost it and then toss it in salads, I add it to pasta blend, like all these different things, you know, soups. And it also means that it's always available for you. So I think, you know, and then from a cost standpoint, it tends to be much lower.
You know, I love that, Ashley. And the last thing I do want to say, we do have to go, is that broccoli is also really great at balancing our hormones, which Ashley and I are going to talk about at ShiftCon. So I'm very excited about that. Yes. Well, if you want to learn more about Ashley, go to ashleycoughapproved.com. You can also follow her on Twitter. She's great and active there at Ashley Cough. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, my co-host. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Naturally Savvy and at Radio MD. And have a great, beautiful day. Eat your broccoli and stay well.